Last year, state lawmakers combined two environmental agencies, one that handled radiation control and one that oversaw solid and hazardous waste disposal. Now some medical professionals fear the move has put patients at risk. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Members of a new state board welcomed the suggestions of a special advisory panel last month on regulating underground fuel tanks.
So I want to commend the division for doing it that way.
The year-old Radiation Control and Waste Management Board itself gives advice on state regulations. Most members of the 12-person panel are experts on waste, everything from household garbage to nuclear plant rubbish. But next on their September agenda was medical technology. A company was requesting an exception to state radiation rules.
With that, it takes us to the X-ray program, and I believe
the variance would allow a Provo dermatologist to use a radiation therapy device without the required state certification. Cal Fishman works for the device maker, Census Healthcare Incorporated. He said his company has rigorous training programs and approval from 40 states and the FDA.
We have about 8 interlocked safety mechanisms that would not allow the user to operate and treat patients if there is the slightest deviation from the safety protocols.
But a critic stepped forward from the audience. Karen Langley supervises radiation safety at the University of Utah. She urged the panel to take more time and expert input before deciding.
Bottom line, this is radiation therapy.
Langley used to lead Utah's Radiation Control Board, another advisory panel that was eliminated when the agencies merged. She told Waste Board members the National Association of Radiation Control Officers has a task force on the very question they were considering. Jeremy Hawk is a hospital radiation safety officer and the only Waste Board member who uses radiation in medical settings.
I think given the potential output of these machines that it warrants a closer look, you know, here locally by people that are locally affected.
Hawk voted no, but the rest of the Waste Board voted yes to a temporary exemption. It was a move the Ohio Department of Health rejected as a risk to public health and safety. It was also the kind of question that could have been handled by an expert advisory committee that the medical community pushed for when lawmakers combined the agencies last year. But the committee's never been appointed, and it might never be.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Utah has thousands of machines that use radiation for things like X-rays, MRIs, and radiation therapy for cancer. Just two staffers, a veterinarian and an X-ray technician, oversee them all and the people who use them. Budget cuts axed two other X-ray staffers last year. But Director Scott Anderson remains confident in his Division of Radiation Control and Waste Management.
We have a very capable staff, and they're very experienced, but we're smart enough to know that there are other people out there that have expertise that we don't, and we know who to talk to.
Anderson sees no need for the outside advisory committee. In fact, he says agency attorneys say there's no legal authority for it.
Whether or not people disagree with the way we gather input, the rule is illegal. Story's over. End of debate.
The Waste Board's now reviewing Anderson's recommendation to scrap the medical advisory committee.
The more damage you cause to a single cell, the higher the likelihood.
Peter Jenkins is telling the next generation of nuclear medicine technologists at the University of Utah how radiation particles damage living cells.
A DNA molecule that can't be repaired, and that either leads to cell death or it leads to something like cancer.
A diagnostic medical physicist at University Hospital, Jenkins led the Radiation Control Board that created the advisory committee, which in turn was to help the new Waste Board with medical questions like this.
The point of the advisory committee was to supplement the review of the recommendations of the division staff and then make that recommendation from subject matter experts to the board.
Jenkins says Waste Division staff just don't have the expertise to give advice on how radiation is used in medical settings. The Waste Board doesn't either. And he says that puts Utahns at risk.
These rules are meant to protect the patient.
Jenkins and others in Utah's healthcare community are fighting to keep the advisory committee. Their concerns have been submitted in a public comment period that ends today. They hope this is advice the Waste Board doesn't toss out. Judy Faze, KUER News.